Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Allie Quigley was on TV the other day schooling Chris Paul in the game of horse. You know her as a member of the Chicago Sky. She's on WGN Radio. Allie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no kidding. It was fun to watch you on TV the other day. I'll tell you what, this virus is cuckoo, and that was the dang craziest thing I've ever seen on television, you playing horse.
I bet. I mean, I used to play back in the day in the driveway at home, and I would have never thought I'd be playing on ESPN one day, playing horse.
against Chris Paul. I mean, tell me how you got the call, or how did that happen? I know what we saw on TV, but how did you first hear about it? How were you approached?
Just my agent asked me if I'd be interested. She knew I had gotten a hoop probably a few weeks ago. Luckily, I just decided that I wanted to get one because we were stuck in the house and just wanted to be able to put some shots up in the backyard. So she knew I just had a hoop, and she just asked me if I was interested.
Chris Paul's was a little more professional. Yours looked like something I got at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Target, but close.
I know. It was a fine hoop, but I mean, it didn't look regulation. I'm sure it was 10 feet high, but you know, I thought, oh, I want you to have I want you to have a more sound backboard and a little more room to work, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know I'd be on ESPN doing this horse competition and getting so much judgment on the backboard, but it was kind of friendly. I have to admit that.
Oh, well, I did not mean that, but is that what you're hearing, that you had a little more play? Really? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe a little bit, yeah, but that's the at-home style, you know? That's what it is.
That's right. This is the way we play in our driveways. There is a little home court advantage. And by the way, he had his own hoop. He can do whatever he wants.
True. So, he could have loosened some screws a little bit.
You won HORSE to HOR, so you advanced to play. Is it Thursday night?
Yes, Thursday it'll be aired. It's actually already filmed. We filmed everything a few days ago, so just got to keep my mouth shut.
This is sort of like Jeopardy. We already know who the winner is, but we can't tell. So,
Listen, I live in Deerfield. Can we have a studio audience? Can I just come over and watch?
Sure, you can go to the neighbor's house.
Well, I was wondering when were you shooting it or filming it? I thought, do the neighbors know what's going on here? Because I didn't see anybody watching.
Yeah, I had two young neighbors next door who were cheering for me a little bit, but I don't know if they're going to put that on.
That'd be
TV
funny.
On Thursday,
you should have had little cheerleader outfits and pom poms with them, you know, doing Go Alley Go.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
So tell me a little bit. Here's another thing I wanted them to do. And I guess it's just a function of the driveways or courts that you all have. For instance, I didn't think that Chris Paul had an NBA 3-point shot on the right side of his hoop, did he? It didn't. The defense was in the way.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but I let it slide.
Well, I know that, but I want you guys to be able to take longer shots. I'm sure that you're pretty damn good at 28 feet. What was the longest shot that you took when you were playing horse?
Just a 3-pointer. Yeah. I think that was the farthest, and I could have went farther, but you know, with the wind factor, sometimes it could just take it, and all of a sudden you're airballing on national TV.
I thought about that, too. You had a nice sunny day when you shot it. At least the weather looked pretty accommodating.
Oh, yeah. I was lucky because right now I think there was a little bit of snow out there. So I'm glad I had some sun and upper 40s.
And imagine if it was yesterday when the wind was 40 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Right. Like, there were some days last week when it was like that, though. I was practicing and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, every time I shoot it, it just takes it.
What is the length of the beginning and end of a typical WNBA season?
We usually start mid-May and finish anywhere from middle of September till October, depending on how far you go.
What are you hearing about your playing this year, Allie?
Nothing really, to be honest. A lot of people are asking, but all I know is we're postponed and we haven't had an update in a couple weeks. So we're just kind of with the rest of the world on waiting to see what the health department says and just kind of following their lead.
So a shorter season, maybe there's a possibility no season at all, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably willing to start late, obviously. And I don't know how late they're willing to go to, but I mean, I have no idea, to be honest.
No. Do you get paid when you're not playing?
We haven't really got that far either, that discussion. So that'll be something that I'm sure comes as more news comes out in the world. And I mean, I hope so, but we'll see.
So in other words, you have a contract, but it doesn't anticipate a pandemic. So I could see the team saying, we can't pay, we didn't make any money, you didn't play. And you saying, that's the risk we all take. I signed a contract, I got to pay my rent too. So is that kind of where you are right now, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. I think there's probably something in the contract that says you have to play in an official game. But, I mean, injuries happen too, so that's something that they have to pay usually.
Yeah, right.
Well, but yeah, I don't know, really. It's uncharted territory.
What if the planet is injured? I think you should still get paid.
Right.
No kidding. So then what are you doing to stay fresh? I mean, obviously you've still got some game. We watched you hit your shots, but are you doing anything to work out or practice your shot?
I mean, I'm trying to go outside when the weather's good enough and get shots up, do ball handling. I ran around the neighborhood yesterday. I have a bike, go for bike rides, have a bunch of bands and some in-home workout equipment. So just kind of make stuff up every day and try to keep it fresh, keep it new. You know, nothing's the same as running up and down the court, but just trying to do the best I can until hopefully we have a season.
I guess most players are in the same boat, but you don't have a full court to work in then, huh?
I know, right? That'd be nice. We were like driving around the neighborhood the other week just trying to find a court, but of course, you know, they have
this is ridiculous
on the basket.
This is one of the best basketball players on earth driving around her neighborhood looking for a decent hoop, for crying out loud. I'm going to open up the United Center for you, for crying out loud. Let's get you in there. Okay.
Wow, that'd be nice.
last thing then, do you have a trick shot or something new up your sleeve? Who are you playing in the next round?
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Another Chicago player, yeah.
Zach's got a good stroke, but frankly, he's more a slasher and a dunker than he is a three-pointer. I think you just bury him with long shots, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I got to keep control, and as long as I'm in control, it's good. Otherwise, he's going to do some crazy stuff with his athleticism, so I got to keep him away from the rim.
So what's the trickiest shot we're going to see Thursday night?
I think my favorite one so far is the Pistol Pete sitting down on the ground and shooting from the wing. Sitting on his butt. I think that's a tough one to make.
Well, and especially if, like for Chris Paul, when you did that, the driveway is wet for him, but not for you.
Right.
Roll that one out early. Of course, it's already been done, so it's too late for you to put on the half rolled down dirty socks that Pete always used to wear, a little homage to Pistol Pete. We should have thought.
Right.
Is the whole thing over? Like the winner has been determined, or is there still some?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Everything's done, yeah. And everyone's giving me all their tips now.
They're
sending me YouTube videos, and I'm like, it's too late.
How did you do? Did you win?
You'll find out Thursday.
Sometimes that works. It didn't work this time. Allie Quigley, congratulations on... I know. What am I going to fool you? Congratulations on your round one win. I like our chances. Good luck to you, Allie. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you guys so much. Stay safe.
Have a good day. Stay safe. Good advice from the WNBA Chicago Sky's Allie Quigley.